我们的读经计划是3年，把圣经读过一次。
Our Bible reading plan is that we would finish reading the Bible in 3 years.
那我们已经进入第三年。
We are now in our third year.
那我们把历代至上至下是放在第三年的进度。
And we put First and Second Chronicles in our third year of reading.
因为在第一年我们已经念了撒母耳记上记下跟列王记上记下。
In our first year, we have read First and Second Samuel and First and Second Kings.
那其实历代至上至下是在重复着撒母耳记下跟列王记上记下 的记载。
And actually, Chronicles parallels the story. Recorded in 2 Samuel and also 1 and 2 Kings.
那圣经里头我们也常常会发现同样的事情，它反复的在不同的书卷里头来记载。
And we discover that in the Bible, oftentimes you will repeat a story or something that happened over and over again.
比如说这个四个福音书里头有很多是重复记载的。
For example, in the four Gospels, we could see that some events are recorded in different times throughout the four Gospels.
那其实不一样的记者、作者跟不同的年代，他们所着重的事情是不太一样。
Because there are different authors and they are written at different periods of time, therefore the main points of the events that happen are also different.
那历代至上根据犹太人的传统是认为是作者是以斯拉。
According to the Jewish tradition, they believe that Ezra wrote First Chronicles.
那我们知道以斯拉他是在被掳之后的人。
And we know Ezra was one of the exiles.
那他也是在波斯帝国的时代他回到耶路撒冷。
And he had returned back to Jerusalem after being in exile.
所以他是这个时代的人，他来写过去的这以色列的历史。
So he is a person from the era who went back and wrote about the history of the kings.
那他是以祭司的这一个官这一个立场来写这个历史。
And he is a Levite, a priest, and so he's written it from that perspective.
所以他所比较注重的是有关他们信仰的历史。
So what he emphasizes here is really their religion, their religious history.
那祭司我们就会想到说敬拜神。
When we think of a priest, we think of someone who honors God.
虽然是在写历史，但是他所注重的是敬拜神的事情。
And so even though he is recording it as a historian, he is writing it with a religious slant.
这个历史好像是人类的事情。
History is like a story of the human.
但是以斯拉要我们不要忘记了，神才是历史的主宰。
But Ezra did not want us to forget that God is, he is the king over all the histories.
在人类的生活里头，我们要把神包括进来。
So therefore, in our lives, we also need to have God.
那我们简单的再把以色列的简单的历史，我们再回顾一下。
So let's just briefly review the history of the Jews.
以色列立王第一个王是扫罗王。
The very first king in their kingdom was Saul.
他是在主前的1050年。
He became king 1050 BC.
那他当王40年。
He was king for 40 years.
所以接下来大卫第二个王大卫呢，他就是在主前1010年当王。
And the second king David became king, 1010 BC.
那大卫一开始当王呢，他并不是统治的所有的以色列人。
When David first became king, he was not king over all of Israel immediately.
一开始主要跟随大卫的立大卫做王的是犹大支派。
In the beginning, only the tribe of Judah recognized David as king over them.
因为大卫是出于犹大支派。
Because David came out from the tribe of Judah.
哦，所以他一当王的时候，一开始当王呢，前面七年他只是管理犹大人。
Therefore, when he first became king, for his first 7 years of reign, he was king only over the tribe of Judah.
哦，所以他的国都是在希伯伦。
So that's why his capital was in Hebron.
那所以一直到主前1003年，他当王之后七年，他才统一全国。
And after he was king for 7 years, in 1003 BC, he became king over all of Israel.
哦，所以他也把国都就迁到耶路撒冷。
And then he placed his capital, his palace in Jerusalem.
哦，那耶路撒冷也被称为是大卫的城。
Therefore, the Jerusalem was also called the City of David.
哦，那大卫也当王40年。
David was also king for 40 years.
哦，然后他传给他的儿子所罗门王。
And he passed his kingdom to his son Solomon.
哦，所以所罗门王是在主前970年当王。
So Solomon became king at 970 BC.
那所罗门王之后，也是传位给他的儿子。
Solomon also passed his throne to his son.
哦，他的儿子是罗波安王。
Rehoboam.
哦，但是在罗波安王的时候，这个以色列这个国家就开始分裂成南北两个国家。
But at the time of Rehoboam, the kingdom divided into two parts, north and south.
哦，北边叫做以色列。
The southern was called Israel.
啊，北边。
哦，northern was Israel.
哦，那南边就是犹大。
And the southern part was Judah.
哦，那南边这犹大国呢，就属于大卫的这一个家族。
Judah belonged to David.
啊，那所以是主前930年，国家分成两个。
And this happened in 930 BC. The kingdom divided into two.
哦，那接下来就是北朝，在主前722年被亚述帝国所灭。
In 722 BC, the northern kingdom Israel was conquered.
哦，那南边犹大国在主前586年被巴比伦帝国所灭。
And at 586 BC, the southern part to Judah was conquered by the Babylonians.
哦，那为什么国家被灭？
So why was the nation conquered?
哦，那当然一件事情它不会只是一个原因。
There's not just one reason for this to happen.
哦，那国家被灭的原因之一，哦，就是他们分裂。
One of the main reasons is that their country was divided.
哦，如果我们是以斯拉的话，当我们在写这个历史啊，我们也应该会有一个有一个倾向啊，就是希望能够联合。
So therefore, if we're Ezra and we're a historian writing about the history of Israel, we would also have a wish that the kingdom was united.
哦，从历史来看到说联合的重要。
From history, you could see the importance of unity.
哦，那以斯拉他也愿意来提供怎样才能够联合。
So Ezra wants to talk about how to become united.
哦，敬拜神，这个是联合的一个重要的原因。
One main reason is to worship God.
哦，所以以斯拉的教导里头呢，他很看重真的哈，那种真正的崇拜。
So therefore, Ezra emphasized the true worship.
哦，所以这种真实的崇拜，应该是每一个个人、整个家庭、整个国家的一个重要的事情。
And therefore, genuine worship.Should be an important part of everyone's lives.
啊，我们来看历代志上14章第二节。
Let's look at First Chronicles chapter 14.
历代志上14章第二节。
First Chronicles chapter 14 verse 2.
第二节，大卫就知道神坚立他做以色列王，又为自己的名以色列使他的国兴旺。
First Chronicles chapter 14 verse 2, and David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel, and that his kingdom had been highly exalted for the sake of his people Israel.
啊，这里说大卫他很清楚的知道神跟他同在，哦，所以神帮助他。
Here it tells us that David knew that God was with him, and so that God is helping him.
哦，所以他知道他的国家啊会兴旺。
So he knows that his kingdom will become highly exalted.
哦，那我把这个经节选出来，当作整个历代志上的一个重要的经节。
And this, I believe, is the main verse in all First Chronicles.
哦，在我们的信仰当中，我们要常常清楚的知道。神是跟我同在的。
In our faith, we should realize that God is with us daily.
哦，神会建立我，建立我们的家庭。
God will support us and our family.
哦，这样子我们是会兴旺的。
And so that we will become exalted.
哦，那当然要有神的帮助，也是要有一些条件。
And of course, there are some requirements in order for God to help us.
哦，那早上我提到大卫跟他的勇士之间的这种彼此的彼此。的这种爱的奉献。
And this morning I spoke of the love and the sacrifice between David and his mighty man.
哦，因为爱，所以让他们能够联合。
Because of love, they were able to become united.
哦，那以斯拉也要强调，因为信仰能够让我们联合。
And Ezra wants to emphasize that faith can make us become united.
哦，这就是为什么我们这么看重敬拜神。哦，我们一起的敬拜神的这件事情。
That is why we emphasize on the importance of worshiping God.
哦，因为这不但是我们个人的事情，是我们整个家庭、整个教会的事情。
It is not just an individual thing. It is a family matter and it's a church matter.
那整个历代志上啊，大概可以把它分成两个大段。
We probably could split the book of First Chronicles into two sections.
啊，从第一章到第九章啊，就是很多的人名啊，他们的家谱。
From chapter 1 to chapter 9, it listed a lot of names. It's like a genealogy of the families.
啊，甚至是从亚当开始列起。
It actually starts from Adam.
啊，那里头这里头也包括着十二个支派。
The 12 tribes are included.
啊，也会特别提到。这个犹大的支派
，and also especially mentioned the tribe of Judah。
那第二大段从第十章一直到最到二十九章。
The second section starts from chapter 10 to chapter 29。
主要在讲到大卫的当王以及大卫 的统治。
And really just talks about the reign and the kingdom of David。
那这里头呢也特别提到大卫他设立的。在圣殿里头服侍神的比如说诗班以及那些祭司们在圣殿里头的工作的情形。
Here especially talked about how David had prepared some of the worship procedures, for example, the singers or the Levites.
虽然不是在大卫的时代来建造圣殿。
Even though the temple was not constructed during the life of David,
但是大卫对建筑圣殿，他做了很多的准备。
But David prepared a lot for the temple.
不但是建造圣殿的材料，也包括着将来圣殿里头的这个组织或者说行政的工作。
Not only did he prepare all the materials needed to build the temple, he also prepared some of the worship for later on in the temple.
这一切都是为了敬拜神。
And this he did all in order to glorify God.
因为敬拜神能够促成整个国家的合一。
And because he worshipped God, therefore the whole nation could become united.
那我们看一下讲义。这个一讲到整个历代志上的主题跟它的结论。
So now let us look at our handout. E, section E, talk about the main theme and summary.
第一个就是从历史我们可以看到我们的神是信实的神。
From history, we could see that God is a God we can trust on who keeps his promises.
不但对个人，对家庭。对整个教会都是这样子。
Not only is it for our individual, but also to our family and to our church.
所以对我们个人来讲，我们要常常提醒自己，神是信实的神。
Therefore, we should keep reminding ourselves that our God is a God we can trust.
我们在生活当中，有时候我们会碰到所谓不守信用的人。
perhaps in our life, we will frequently meet people whom we cannot trust.
哦，那这些人他们所说的话，我们可以不把它看得很重要。
And we do not need to place any importance on the words they say.
哦，因为这样的人他所说的话，他不一定会这样做。
Because they would not necessarily do what they promised to do.
哦，但是神是信实的神。
However, God is a God who keeps his promise.
哦，他所说的他会照着这样来成就。
He would do according to what he said.
好，我们请参考一下加拉太书第六章。
Let's look at
加拉太书
Galatians.
加拉太书第六章第七节。
Galatians chapter 6 verse 7.
第七节，不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows.
哦，所以这里保罗提醒每一个个人啊，说我们啊不要欺骗自己啊，因为我们的神呢，他是轻慢不得的。
So here it tells us not to be deceived, for God cannot be mocked.
意思就是说，神是信实的神，神怎么说就会怎么来成就。
Meaning that God is someone who keeps his promises and what he said he will do.
哦，人所说的话，有时候我们可以不把它放在心上。
Sometimes we don't really have to put what other people say into our hearts.
哦，但是对神所说的话啊，我们要放在心上，要很看重。
But we have to guard ourselves and place into our hearts the words that we promise God.
那第二个主题啊，以斯拉他在强调着啊，这个啊，他们要在以斯拉的时代呢，是重建圣殿。
And in the time of Ezra, they were rebuilding the temple.
啊，那重建圣殿也就等于重建那个被毁灭的国家。
And rebuilding the temple symbolizes rebuilding the nation that was destroyed.
哦，所以他们不但政治上要合一，信仰上更要合一。
So you can see that they need to be united in everything, in religion and in their nation.
哦，所以从祭司的角度来看历史，这个是他们所看重的。
And so from the perspective of a priest, this is what they emphasized.
哦，国家的分裂带来国家的毁灭。
The splitting of the nation led to the destruction of the nation.
哦，从政治家的眼光来看，因为政治的观念不一样，所以国家分裂。
Because they had different concepts, so that's why the nation split.
哦，如果以政治家来看，哦，politician，政治家，哦来看、
From a perspective of a politician,
他们会认为说，因为政治的观念不一样，所以他们分裂。
Because their politics were different, that's why the nation was divided.
但是从祭司的角度来看，他看到的是另外一件事情。
But from the viewpoint of a priest, he saw a different side.
他们看到的是因为信仰让他们分裂。
That because of their faith, that's why they split.
哦，所以我们也看到整个北朝以色列啊，几乎是从头到尾都是离开神的信仰。
We could see that the northern kingdom had left God pretty much throughout their entire reign.
哦，所以我们看到历代自上至下几乎不提到北朝以色列。
So First and Second Chronicles actually did not really talk about the kingdom of Israel, the northern kingdom.
好，那我们进入下一个哈，这个历代志上对他们当时的意义是什么
？So what was the meaning of First Chronicles to them to them？
啊，第一个，他们要强调着他们是很特别的，是神所拣选的百姓国家。
First, they want to emphasize that they are a special nation. They are specially chosen people by God.
哦，所以他们是亚当的后代。
There are Adam's descendants.
哦，他们是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
There are descendants of Abraham.
哦，那还有强调着大卫这个家族。
And they also emphasize the household of David.
而利未支派也被强调。
And the priesthood is also emphasized.
哦，因为祭司是从利未支派出来的。
The Levites were emphasized because the priest came from the Levites.
而祭司是带领整个百姓的宗教信仰。
And the priest is responsible for leading the religions, the religious life of the nation.
哦，有真实的信仰，真实的崇拜，国家才有办法存，啊，才有办法存生存。
And the nation can only survive if they have a true religion and a true worship.
那第二点就是，以斯拉在强调着他们以色列人有着这个很重要的属灵的这种继承的这个属灵的这个遗产。
Another thing was that Ezra wanted to emphasize their spiritual heritage.
因为有这个信仰的事情，才能够让国家真的来合一。
And because they have this faith, that's how they could unite the nation into one.
那对我们，对他们当时来讲，信仰是他们一定要去看重的。
And to them, faith is something place importance on.
那今天我们也很看重所谓教会的合一。
Today, we also place an importance on the unity of the church.
那所以我们看重我们的信仰，看重真理。
We place emphasis on our faith and the truth.
我们请看以弗所书第四章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章十一节。
Ephesians 4:11.
十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
11. It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists. And some to be pastors and teachers.
在当时使徒的教会里头，有这些所谓的工人。
There are different type of workers during the apostolic church.
那为什么需要有这些工人？
And why are these different workers needed?
十二节。
Verse 12.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To prepare God's people for the works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
这些不同的工人有一个目的。就是来建立基督的身体，建立教会。
These different workers have a job, and that is to build up the body of Christ and prepare God's people.
那这些工人要有一个共同的目标。
Now these workers must have one goal.
怎样的目标呢？
And what kind of goal should they have?
十三节。
Verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人。满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
那一个共同的目标就是在真道上同归于一。
That one goal that they all have is so that they can reach unity in faith.
这就是为什么我们要看重我们的信仰，我们的所谓的共信之道。
This is why we should place an importance on our faith.
尤其是我们的basic belief.
And also our basic beliefs.
在这一件事在这个共信之道上面我们大家认同、同意，这样来让我们能够合一。
That we're all together under the same word and the same basic belief so that we can become one.
这个其实在使徒教会，保罗他们就是这样子的在看重。
And Paul in the apostolic times also placed a great emphasis on this.
为什么我们互相称为弟兄姐妹？
Why do we call each other brothers and sisters?
为什么我们说我们是在属灵的大家庭里头，我们是一家人？
Why do we say that we are one spiritual family?
我们请看提多书第一章。
Let's look at Titus.
提多书第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 4.
第四节，保罗说：“现在写信给提多，就是照着我们共信之道，做我真儿子的，愿恩惠平安从父神和我们救主基督耶稣归于你。”
Verse 4. To Titus, my true son in our common faith.Grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Savior.
在这里保罗称提多是他的 真儿子。
Here, Paul called Titus my true son.
在怎样的基础上面，保罗称他为儿子。
And in what kind of circumstances he called him my true son?
他说照着我们共信之道。
It is because of their common faith.
我们都这样子认定承认的这些道理。
We all recognize that of and determine that these truths.
共信之道 common faith, 这个是他们的一个很重要的基础。
And this common faith is the basis for them.
所以现在有很多的基督教会，他是不去强调所谓的有什么共信之道。
There are a lot of Christians, Christianity groups who do not believe on this common faith.
他们只说耶稣基督的爱。
They just talk about the love of Jesus Christ.
其实照原始的教会，他们是有所谓共信之道的。
But we can see from the original apostolic church that they do have a common faith.
这也是以斯拉他们所看重的敬拜神的事情。
And this was what Ezra saw as important in their religion.
所以在历代志上，他也特别凸显了这个圣殿的重要。
And First Chronicles, they also highlighted the importance of the temple.
圣殿就是为了敬拜神。
For the temple is used to worship God.
这敬拜神是他们整个以色列人整个国家的一个最重要的事情。
And worshiping God is the most important activity for the Israelites.
今天我们称我们是神的百姓。
Today we call ourselves a people, the nation of God.
所以我们要看重敬拜神这一件事情。
We also need to emphasize on worshiping God.
真耶稣教会之所以能够存在，是在于我们看重敬拜神这件事情。
Jesus Church can exist because we emphasize on worshiping God.
而且是要照着天父所要求的那样子的敬拜神。
And we have to worship Him according to the ways that He had told us.
就像当时以斯拉强调着在圣殿里头应该怎么来拜神。
Just like Ezra talked about and emphasized how it is to worship God in His temple.
请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十三节。
23. John chapter 4 verse 23.
二十三节，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
Yet a time is coming and has now come, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for they are the kind of worshippers the Father seeks.
英文圣经就让我们可以感受得更清楚。
The English translation tells us even more.
英文的圣经说，天父啊，他在找这样子敬拜神的人。
In the English translation, they said that the Father is seeking this kind of worshippers.
怎样的拜神的人？
What kind of worshippers is the Father seeking?
在灵和真理里头拜神的人。
Those who worship in spirit and truth.
那这也是我们真耶稣教会所要一直要持守住的。
And this is what the true church should guard.
我们要在灵和真理里头来拜神。
That we must worship in both spirit and truth.
有真理有圣灵的地方就是拜神的地方。
If you're worshiping in spirit and in truth, that is where God will be.
那这就是为什么我们强调着我们所传讲的要根据圣经。
So this is why we say that we must worship according to the Bible.
因为我们要在真理里头来拜神。
Because we want to worship God in truth.
这就是为什么我们强调着我们要求圣灵，要让圣灵充满。
And this is why we also emphasize that we must pray for the Holy Spirit and be filled by the Holy Spirit.
因为我们要在灵里头来拜神。
Because we want to worship God in spirit.
那这个才能够让教会来合一。
And this will cause the church to become united.
历代至上在强调着祭司立位人引导百姓做这个真实 的这个崇拜。
First Chronicles also talked about how priests and Levites will lead the people in a true worship.
所以祭司跟立位人啊，他们就是百姓敬拜神的一个看顾者、守护者。
The Levites and the priests, they are the guards of the religious worship of the people.
同样的，今天在教会里头的这些圣职人员或者是工人啊，这个是他们重要的责任。
Therefore, also today, the workers of the church, and this is one of their main tasks.
好，我们请看《使徒行传》二十章。
Let's look at Acts.
《使徒行传》二十章二十八节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 28.
这也是一个很重要的经节。
This is also an important verse.
二十八节，圣灵立你们做全群的监督。你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，就是他用自己血所买来的。
Acts 20, verse 28. Keep watch over yourself and all the flocks of which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers. Be shepherds of the church of God, which he has bought with his own blood.
为什么这个经节很重要？
Why is this verse so important?
第一个，这个经节在定义什么是教会。
Here, this verse tells us what is church.
这里说神的教会是他用自己的血所买来的。
The church of God is a church that he bought with his own blood.
这是教会的定义。
This is what church is.
耶稣的神用他的血所买的。
That Jesus bought it with his own blood.
就是被耶稣宝血所救赎的人，这个叫做教会。
These are the people rescued by the blood of Jesus. That is the church.
那另外一个重点在讲到这个监督就是当时教会里头的长老教会里头的工人。
And also talks about the workers and the elders of the church at that time.
他们要为自己谨慎，也要为全群来谨慎。
That they have to keep watch over themselves and also the flock.
就是要看顾好大家的信仰。
That means they have to guard and look after everyone's faith.
把大家保守在这个共信之道里头。
To keep everyone within the common law, common truth.
那在历代志上也在强调着这个大卫这个国王。
First Chronicles also emphasize on the kingdom of David.
尤其是神跟大卫所立的约。
Especially the covenant that God has set with David.
好，我们请看一下撒母耳记下第七章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel, chapter 7.
撒母耳记下第七章十六节。
2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 16.
十六节，你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立。你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
16. Your house and your kingdom will endure forever before me. Your throne will be established forever.
这个经节是神给大卫的应许也是他跟大卫所立的约。
This is the covenant and the promise that God gave to David.
我们知道这也是一个带着预言性的一个约。预言性。prophecy。
We know that this covenant is also a prophecy.
因为这个在预言着主耶稣基督的这个君王的这一个地位。
Because this prophesies about the princely status of Jesus.
这个也在预言着基督的王国的永恒性。
And it also prophesies that the kingdom of Jesus will last forever.
但是对当时以斯拉他们来讲这个是跟他们有关系的。
But this has direct relations to Ezra at that time.
因为这个约所以他们知道他们是可以复国的。
Because of this covenant, Ezra and the nations believed that they would reestablish their kingdom.
所以虽然重建圣殿这是一件很困难的事情。
So even though it was very difficult to rebuild the temple,
但是对他们来讲，因为有这个约，所以他们知道是可以达成的。
But they knew that they can accomplish this task because of this covenant.
那大卫之所以被强调，主要是因为大卫跟圣殿的关系。
And David was emphasized because of the relationship David had with the temple.
因为他已经为建造圣殿准备了充分的材料。
Because he had made all the preparations for building the temple.
因为他已经设立了将来在圣殿里头敬拜神 的那种计划。
Because he had already designed the kind of worship that would take place in the temple.
那今天我们在读这个历代志上，那对我们的意义又是什么？
So what is the meaning when we read 1 Chronicles today?
当这些以色列人他们归向神，他们敬拜神，他们就要体验到神。
When these Israelites turned back and turned back to worship God and went back to God, they went back to worship Him.
那所谓归向神，就是他们愿意顺服神。
They're turning back, meaning that they're willing to obey Him.
那今天对我们来讲，同样的，当我们归向神、顺服神，我们就要体验到神。
Likewise, today, when we turn back, return to Him, we will also experience God.
不但体验到神，也要体验到神的国度。
Not only do we experience God, we experience the kingdom of God.
我们请看路加福音17章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 17.
路加福音17章。
Luke chapter 17.
17章20节。
Verse 20.
法利赛人问神的国几时来到，耶稣回答说，神的国来到不是眼所能看见的。
Verse 20, once having been asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus replied, the kingdom of God does not come with your careful observation.
21节，人也不得说，看哪在这里，看哪在那里，因为神的国就在你们心里，或在你们中间。
21, nor will people say, here it is, or there it is, because the kingdom of God is within you.
或者说在你们中间 among you.
Or is among you.
有顺服神的地方，那个地方就是神的国。
The kingdom of God will come to whoever you are obeying God.
那所以，如果是神的国，就会有神的恩典、神的能力的彰显。
And God's power and God's grace will appear in His kingdom.
所以，当我们顺服主耶稣，我们就是神的国。
Therefore, if we obey Jesus Christ, then we have the kingdom of God.
在我们的身上，在我们的当中，就会有神的恩典，就会有神的能力。
In our life, among our life, we will have the power of God and the grace of God.
以斯拉在历代志上里头，他提到了很多他们祖先的名字。
Ezra in the book of 1 Chronicles mentioned about quite often the names of the ancestors.
他们今天之所以有自信说他们能够重建圣殿。
They had the faith that they can rebuild the temple.
是因为他们的祖先。
Because of their ancestors.
他们的祖先蒙神拣选。
Because of the forefathers who were chosen by God.
神跟他们的祖先立约。
God had set up a covenant with their forefathers.
今天我们在信仰的道路上面也是要充满着自信。
Today in our spiritual walk, we also must be filled with faith.
因为我们的前辈。
Because of our spiritual forefathers.
那以斯拉很努力的要把这个信仰传给下一代。
And Ezra worked very diligently to pass this faith onto the next generation.
同样的，我们也要努力的把信仰，这纯正的信仰。传给我们的下一代。
Likewise, we must also strive to pass our true faith to our next generation.
历代志上里头列了很多很多的人的名字。
First Chronicles had a huge listing of names.
这些名字里头让我们想到一些成功的故事，一些失败的故事。
Some of these names remind us of stories of success, while others remind us of the stories of failure.
所以从过去其实是我们一个很好的学习，是一面镜子。
So from looking at the past, it is a great mirror for us, a great lesson for us to learn from.
哦，这就是为什么我们需要去学习历史。
This is why we need to learn history.
哦，历史里头总是有一些成功的故事，一些失败的故事。
For history is filled with the stories of success and of failures.
哦，我们请看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第十章。
Chapter 10,
第六节
verse 6.
第六节，这些事都是我们的见解，叫我们不要贪恋恶事，像他们贪恋的。
First Corinthians chapter 10, verse 6. Now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did.
哦，那些失败的故事啊，是要成为我们的一个警戒提醒。
The stories of failures are to serve as a warning and an example to us.
哦，叫我们不要去犯同样的错误。
To tell us not to do the same wrongs.
啊，我们再看腓立比书第四章。
Let's also look at Philippians chapter 4.
腓立比书第四章第八节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 8.
第八节
Verse 8.
弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事你们要思念。
Verse 8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things.
好、oh.一些成功的事情也是让我们去知道而且 去思想
Stories of success are also for us to know and to think about
那从他们的成功来勉励我们也要照着这样子来成功
Their stories of success will tell us and encourage us to also become successful
那最后这个第九节的下半句话说：“赐平安的神就必与你们同在。”
The latter part of verse 9 said, "And the God of peace will be with you."
这些成功的例子帮助我们如何来得到神的同在。
These successful stories will allow us to learn how to have God abide with us all the time.
有神的同在，就会有真正的平安。
For if God abides with us, then we'll receive the true peace.
历代志上这么一大堆的人的名字
There is a huge listing of names in First Chronicles
绝大部分是我们所不认识的已经死了的人
A large part are people who have already died and who we do not know
但是他们都是神所认识的
But they are all recognized by God
在整个历史里头我们也会变成这样子
In history, we will also become like one of these people.
我们会被人忘记。
We will be forgotten by others.
但是我们被神认识。
But we are known and we are recognized by God.
不但被神认识，而且是被神纪念的。
Not only are we recognized by God, we are remembered by God.
这个就是我们尊贵宝贵的地方。
And this is what is precious to us.
从人类的历史，我们一定会被遗忘的。
That in the history of mankind will be forgotten.
但是在信仰的层面里头，我们永远被神纪念。
But spiritually, we will always be remembered by God.
纵然就眼前，我们是一个很微不足道的人。就现在，我们可能是很微不足道的人。
Perhaps right now we are not.A worthy person?
不是一个很重要的人
Not a very important, worthy person. A very common person.
就是在现在认识我们的人也不多。
Perhaps there are not a lot of people who know us.
但是神认识我们，神纪念我们。
But God knows us and God remembers us.
我们请看马太福音第十章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 10.
马太福音第十章四十一节
Matthew chapter 10 verse 41
四十二节
Verse 42
无论何人因为门徒的名只把一杯凉水给这小子里头的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得赏赐。
Verse 42, and if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones because he is my disciple, I tell you the truth, he will certainly not lose his reward.
这里说这个人一定会得赏赐。
Here it tells us that this person will have his reward.
这个人一定是蒙纪念，所以他得赏赐。
He will be remembered, therefore he will be rewarded.
那这个人是谁？
And who is this person?
这个人是耶稣的宝血所救赎的。
These are the people who are saved by the precious blood of Jesus.
这个人就是你，就是我。
This person is you and me.
我们众人做的只是小小的事情，一杯凉水。
Perhaps what we do is something very small, such as giving a cup of water.
但是这是主耶稣他所知道的，也是他所纪念的。
But Jesus will remember this.
是的，在历史当中，我们的名字很快的就消失了。
It is true that our name will vanish very quickly in the history of mankind.
但是我们是主耶稣所认识、所纪念的。
But we are known and we are recognized by Jesus Christ.
大卫为了圣殿，他做了很多的努力。
David labored hard for the temple of God.
但是圣殿不是经过大卫的手来盖的。
But the temple was not built by David.
大卫也没有看到圣殿被盖好。
In fact, David did not see the completion of the temple.
但是他为圣殿，他真的是做了最大的努力。
But he had truly put a lot of labor and effort into build into this temple.
甚至我们可以说他对圣殿的贡献是超过所有的人。
We could even say that the labor and the devotion he put into the temple is more than everyone else.
但是他自己没有看到这个真正的圣殿。
But he himself did not see the temple.
这个也给我们一个很好的，对我们也是很好的一个启发提醒。
This is also a good reminder for us.
在做很多的工作，尤其做神的工作，我们应该有这样子的眼光。
We should have this kind of perspective when we are doing God's work.
我们的努力不是只是在要看到眼前的成果。
When we labor for God, it is not so we could see the results in front of our eyes.
可能我们的努力眼前我们没有看到任何的成果。
Perhaps we labor and labor for God and not see any results.
那这不等于说我们要考虑是不是要做。
This does not mean we should consider whether or not we should continue working for God.
我们所要考虑的是我们要做的这个是对还是不对。
What we should consider is whether or not what we're doing is right or wrong.
我们所要做的是不是神所喜悦的。
What we are doing, is it in favor of God? It's in God's favor.
那个成果不一定会在眼前。
For we may not see the fruit of our labor.
很多的时候，那个成果可能我们没有看见，但是它会有的。
A lot of times, perhaps we will never see the fruit of labor, but it would come eventually.
可能我们所做的是为了下一代来做的。
Perhaps what we're doing is for the next generation.
是为了下一代他们的信仰。
It's for the faith of the next generation.
那这样这个是值得的。
And this is still worthy.
所以我们对今天来讲，我们要再一次的，相信神是信实的神。
So today, we should know that God is a trustworthy God.
那所谓神的国度、神的宝座，不是只有在过去，也是在现在。
The kingdom of God, when it's done, is not just in the past, but it exists in the present.
当我们很努力的来顺服神
，when we are striving to obey God，
我们认定神的主权
，we recognize God's power，
那么我们才能够有真正的敬拜。
Then we would have a true worship.
当我们有真正的敬拜，神的宝座就在我们的生活里头。
If we have a true worship, then God's throne and His kingdom is in our hearts.
那对我们今天来讲，我们每一个人都是祭司。
Today we are all priests.
所以我们每一个人都有责任， 来啊，来这个保护我们的信仰。
We all have the responsibilities to guard and to protect our faith.
我们都有责任互相的来帮助，互相的来勉励。
We have the responsibilities to encourage each other and to support each other.
常常提醒我们自己，我们是祭司。
To remind ourselves frequently that we are priests.
所以我们才能够有真正的那种对神的侍奉。
So that we can have a true worship to God.
那这个是我对历代志上的一些介绍。
This is a brief introduction I have for the book of 1 Chronicles.
那对整个历代志上，至少我们记得这几个字。
Let us just remember these few words for 1 Chronicles.
联合带来这个兴盛。
That being united will bring prosperity.
信仰里头才会有真正的联合。
In faith, we could have a true unity.
那一种以真理为基础的信仰。
That's a faith that's based on truth.
那这正是我们每一个人、每一个家庭、整个教会继续要努力的方向。
This is a direction we should all strive for as an individual, as a family, and as a church.
我们要去看看啊，看好我们的共信之道。
We have to safeguard our faith.
我们不要随意的去伤害了我们的共信之道。
We should not hurt or destroy our common faith.
这样子对自己、对别人都不会带来好处。
It will not bring any benefits to either us or anyone else.
我们所要说的、所要做的，我们总是要想到，是不是大家的信心、爱心都能够得到帮助？
Whatever we do and whatever we say, we have to think to ourselves, will this benefit anyone else?
如果能够让大家对共信之道更认识、更确信，那这个才能够真的帮助大家的信心跟爱心。
Only those words and actions that can help other, encourage other, go deeper in the common faith, would that be beneficial?
这个也是作者以斯拉他努力的方向。
And this is the direction that Ezra was striving toward.
在同样的纯正的信仰里头来合一。
That we become united in one faith. For one faith.
唱诗。
That's sing hymn.
497首。
497. Please be seated.
啊，信仰这条道路是会越来越甜蜜，越来越美好的。
The journey of faith will become more and more sweet, and more and better and better.
啊，这是一个啊极大的祝福，极大的恩典。
What a great blessing, it is, and what a great grace it is.
啊，求主耶稣继续带领保守我们。
May Jesus continue to guard us.
啊。在往后的日子，我们可能还会遇到许许多多的、这个不同的挑战，不同的困难。
That perhaps in our future days we will meet up with different troubles and more battles.
但是信仰这一条道路会让我们越来越甜美。
But this journey of faith would make us feel that it's sweeter and sweeter.
到最后，什么带给我们真正的安慰？
And in the end, what will bring us the great peace?
啊，就是信仰带给我们最大的啊最大的安慰跟保证。
Faith would give us the greatest peace and the greatest encouragement.
啊，那愿主耶稣保守我们啊，让我们都继续的啊走在这一条信仰的道路上面。
So may Jesus Christ guard every one of us so that we may continue to walk on the journey of faith.
不但是我们自己，包括我们的家人。
Not only us, but also our family members.
不但我们的家人，还有包括这属灵的大家庭，所有的弟兄姐妹。
And not only our family, but our spiritual family with all the brothers and sisters.
因为只有这条道路，才会越来越甜，才是越来越甜美的道路。
Because only this walk will get better and sweeter as we go on.
那我们所要尽的本分就是、做一个真正拜神的人。
And all we need to do is to become a true worshipper of God.
在他的恩惠里头，我们也真的能够一直是一个真正拜神的人。
Under his grace, we can become a true worshipper.
在真耶稣教会的崇拜里头，这个就是最大的、最大的宝贵跟优点，在真理跟圣灵里头拜神。
This is the great positive benefits of being in Jesus' church that we worship Him in truth and in spirit.
每当我想到这件事情、我真的觉得很有福气。
Whenever I think of this, I felt I am so fortunate.
无论到一个会堂很、很小，甚至只是家庭的聚会，但是呢，我知道那是在圣灵跟真理里头的敬拜。
Whenever I go to a place of worship, and it might be very small with only a few families, I know that we are worshiping in truth and in spirit.
那我们现在一起来感谢祷告。
And now let's give us a prayer of thanksgiving.